Shrimp steak. Purged aubergine.
Yes.
Egg. Frittata. Trick question. That's an asthmatic rattlesnake. Okay. Vinyl.
What's cooking on 95BFM?
The zone. The zone that takes us out of our zone, John.
Finally, we can dispel all myths and falsities about how we pronounce cream genie. How do we pronounce
Brad,
it?
What's going on, my friend?
I don't know.
It's not like,
the truth was it was your...
I reckon
it
leads
to
it.
You thought all
I
along.
Like cream jean.
Cream jean.
Yeah, it feels good that way.
Cream jean is also kind of nice.
Right on.
It's got a, some zing, some pop.
Okay, cream jean it is. We got it
yeah,
out.
Yeah, it's easier. Just ignore any hyphenation or umlauts or anything. It's just...
Now, team... I haven't been in the email trail. John, have you told Brad to bring Strictly New Zealand Music, or are we straying
New Zealand,
from the...
It's New Zealand Music
okay.
Month up here.
Okay.
I got that.
Okay.
I came up with the top 30, but it's 6, right?
We're here till 7 o'clock, so whatever we can squeeze in.
But, it's hard. It's a hard
it
ask.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
Now, you're out pounding the pavement because you've got some shows coming up.
Yeah.
And an album just about to come out. Very exciting.
Yeah. We're getting straight into the plug.
Well, I mean, why not? We can plug now and then plug later.
Get down business, pleasure later.
We've got to have a reason for everything, right?
Yeah, so releasing an album this week, and it's out on Friday. And we have cassettes, and it's on Bandcamp. And
sick.
There is a show, which should be perfectly timed just before the Schizophonics.
Yo.
Because it's at Wine Cellar next door.
Capitalize on that crowd.
So, because... I heard that on the radio. That sounded amazing. I don't want to compete with that.
It'll get loud. Sometimes, actually, do you know what? I find the bleed between those two places impressively minimal.
Yeah.
Like, I'd never really been at a gig and thought, oh, what's going on there?
Don't notice. But I also
kind of
want to see them.
Right on.
Yeah. Because it sounded pretty cool.
They look cool,
yeah,
man.
So that's, you needed like a sports commentary because I didn't realize there were splits going
jumping
on.
Jumping around, shit.
Yeah.
So this is some mic tricks and stuff. It's great.
Far out.
I was watching his hands while he was playing and I was like, he's actually playing the guitar. He's playing. I was like, is it.
Were they away from the guitar? Or
I'm pulling that for a sting, by the way, John.
Because you can
set him up, I knock him down, man.
Like,
that's
honestly,
great.
If you look at him, I'm like, is he really playing? If you watch his. Like, he's just, he's just playing the neck.
Oh, yeah.
But there's not a lot, there's no strumming because he's like this. It's just one hand playing the neck.
So the fuzz is on and there's a lot of sustain and he's hammering those hammer-ons, mate.
Yeah. So you should be doing the commentary.
There you go. I should actually just let John know what's going on and then you can just live in the moment and maybe a little bit more.
Well, the thing is, I don't play guitar.
I know. Sorry, mate. I'll
here's
let you
the
down.
Thing.
I'll let you
I'm completely, I'll be
Brad,
up front.
You play guitar.
I'll be green
I'm
about this.
You play a hollow body guitar, don't you?
Yeah.
You still playing it?
I play
Epiphone kind of thing?
I play an Epiphone Casino.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Right on. Are you still, what is your guitar sound at the moment? What does it consist of? Have you had to sort of increase your situation or are you?
I think I should decrease and go to a Tele almost because I'm kind of like...
Oh, the band... Because you've got a band now, eh?
Yeah, and I'm just like, I just kind of want to do some garnish on the top rather
I'm imagining you writing the songs on the hollow body through like a nuggety amp and then when the
on
band
a stool,
shows up...
On a
yeah,
stool.
Right on.
Yeah. With bare feet. Yeah.
And then, so now you're thinking Tele because you have assembled a crew, so to speak.
Yeah, I have assembled a crew. I used to play a Tele. I found in the garage like a Telecaster body, so I'm trying to build it.
Right.
And I'm failing miserably. And I'm going to have to drill in another set of holes for the strings.
You've got to do what you got to do. Make it yours.
But yeah, maybe. It's definitely not in time for Friday, but maybe, in a couple of weeks.
Now we have asked you to guest select some music tonight.
Yep.
We're going to kick things off with a band called Ticket. Tell us about Ticket.
Oh, shit, yeah.
So they're kind of a nuggety, early 70s psyche New Zealand band.
Mm-hmm.
Hard. The one fact, because I was like, oh, shit, they're going to ask for facts about
this
band.
No.
I really like them. I only discovered them like a year or two ago.
I think we're in the same boat.
And the one factoid I do have is that they opened for Elton John in front of 20,000 people
in
73, and that was like where they got their big boost of
I think they were one of the early New Zealand bands to have have like a full, like few stacks made for them by like Holden or something like that. Like, so they had like, and they were actually orange. Yeah. So it was like, it looked like orange amps, but they weren't. They were like Holden made. And it was like, it looked really grunty on stage. Because back then the PA wasn't doing as much as
they
the
amps. They looked like professional rock.
Yeah, it was that was the Stees, you know. Everyone had to show up with like matching shit back then in a way. But radical band.
But this one's not like, this one's kind of a more country one, not a hard psych.
Fair.
I quite like it.
It's called Country High.
Oh, yeah. So.
Thank you.
Ticket, Country High, off their album Awake.
Can only hope that it's an LSD reference.
Can Magic Factory cover that song, please?
That feels right. It feels right. We had Magic Factory up here just yesterday.
Last night? Yeah.
It sounded good. They were great. They are a tight band. And there's a lot going on, and it just sounds fantastic, which is awesome.
And also, just to plug, the keyboardist Vincent is in Hang Loose. We'll be playing on Friday at the show that we're
talking
before.
About. Mr. Vincent HL, who has his own record out as well, which is fantastic.
A Whammy Backroom or once?
Will he be playing that keyboard that he's playing? What's he doing in this band?
No, he's like the front man. He does. Yeah, he's a great organist. Organ player.
It was rad. He had like an organ up here that was kind of like a mini Hammond with like the slide things and stuff. It was like, and it sounded so delish. He gets it.
Wine cellar. Okay, cool. Where can people get tickets from? Can you get tickets in advance?
They are on Under the Radar and also at the door.
I've always wondered, could you go to Wine Cellar the night before and go, I'd like to pre-book a ticket to the show tomorrow, please?
So do you have to stay overnight?
And I would like a vino. Like, how does it work? Can you do that kind of place? Not
probably
really.
Probably they'd be like...
How long does the stamp last for?
If the band's not on the door, that, you know, like,
Sorry, Alice, that was a dumb shit.
What are all those at the wine cellar?
You could go in and sneak in and hide behind a couch for 24 hours if you really wanted to.
Oh, I remember him from yesterday. He paid. It's okay.
Oh, he's in good. He doesn't smell at all, and he's hasn't taken any drugs, and he hasn't drunk any of that really weird. You know how they have those sherries and ports at the wine cellar? You know, all that sort of boutique from
someone's
family?
Yeah. I mean, it's called the Wine Cellar, so you want that kind of like little...
It's all like family-made port and stuff in there, right? Do you remember getting on the hammer one night down there? Probably not, because it was homemade.
Did the sentence end with hammer? And you're trying to make me remember it? That's a little bit...
Hey, this isn't about
talking about sophisticated ports and sherry. Yeah.
Sorry, Brad. Just give us 5 minutes, man. I'm just trying to remember this one time I got shit-faced, all right?
Now, Brad, you've selected some Darcy Clay.
Yeah.
Tell us more.
I suppose Darcy Clay was my awakening of, like, I heard it on BFM when I was way younger, and that was like, I love the station, I love the song, everything about it, and I, like, I don't know, grew up kind of churchy, you know, so it was kind of like a bit naughty, and grunty. It's just wonderful fuzz, it's grunty,
this whole EP is just formative, like, this is Tameki Makaurau.
Yeah.
In a wicked nutshell.
This is just recorded on a 4-track as well.
Yeah, it's insane. It's
Probably to like a Type 2 tape. Like,
how did he nail it?
Tape.
What does anyone have? Where does this little sprinkle of magic? Where did it come from?
I think just the dude, right? I've met some people that have met Darcy Clay, and apparently he was an exuberant, radical fellow.
And he had an amazing like stuntman suit that he wore when he played, right?
Very much so.
Yeah, yeah.
True
one of a kind. Yeah.
Let's do it.
You're welcome, everyone.
I used to do lots of things.
I used to do things and I'd say things, and Jesus, I was evil. Take things and break things, and Jesus, I was evil. I never shook babies, I never beat no we
Darcy Clay, as selected by Brad from Cream Jean.
Yeah.
Playing Whammy. Sorry.
Wine Cellar.
Wine Cellar. Are you taking phone calls, Brad? Do you want to put some headphones on?
Ah. That's what these are for.
All right.
Whoa.
Here we go.
My voice just sounded really loud all of a sudden.
Oh, they just hang up. Fuck, damn it.
Dithering, sorry.
Are they too loud? Yeah, let me...
Yeah, that's cool.
That's better?
Yep.
Okay, so Darcy Clay, obviously a huge influence on a lot of BFM listeners. And I guess... Oh, so phone's ringing again. Hello, BFM.
Good evening. Could you tell us a little bit about Brad's previous bands?
Oh, well, Brad can tell you. He's here in the studio with us.
Hi, caller.
Hi, caller. Hi, Brad. What other bands have you been in?
I've been in The Conjurers, Teen Wolf, Brand New Math. I've subbed in bands like Princess Chelsea's live band.
Ah, yes.
Others.
And what about Two Cartoons? Have you been in that?
No, I haven't been into it, but there was a Bradley associated with it, I think, so that would be...
Oh, that's yeah, right. That's yeah. Right. That's where my association came from.
But the guitar that Big Hungry was just talking about that I bought from Two Cartoons, I think, so there you go.
Oh, so I thought there was some sort of connection there.
Yeah.
Oh, very good. Carry on regardless.
All right. Hey, thank you for your call.
Bye.
Sure.
There you go. Now, let's talk about this next selection we've dragged into the BFM playlist, some Shefu.
Oh, Shefu, yeah. It's just beautiful. That's it. It's like, one of the most beautiful songs ever. It's, yeah.
Moons will come and moons Hey yo, this is Genk Art BC, New Zealand Aotearoa, Samoan hip hop worldwide. You are now rocking with BFM, the greatest.
Brad wants to keep it rolling. We're going to keep it rolling.
Brothers extend the vibe to the X, but the only X I'm on knows is XXL. Over sequels, oversized, overstay is overstressed. Last names, pack it up, can you pronounce it? Delete the error that began with ages. Visual effects guaranteed by the flick of the brown member now. Brown couple Polynesians been exploited. Cena Oi. Come into my life, I got coconuts to show you. Screams on the old plantation, I'll stop. Fight, fight, bear, fight, fight. Screams from the old plantation non-stop. Fight, fight, bail, fight, fight, bail. Screams from the old plantation non-stop. Fight, fight, bail, fight, fight, bail. It's just my savage instincts coming back from the brink. Revitalizing all this that we lost. No matter thing. Culture ever be you lost in the ignorance. From the ma to the pa to the child. Wonder why your child is running around real wild. Pass on the knowledge so the tongue leaves its cradle. We'll take them back home to the motherland and teach the ways of our Alice. Lifestyles in the speech. Yeah, yeah. Lifestyles in the speech. Come on, come on. You got to pick way, select the running bad feel. While me rugged dance hall echoes. Ba-ba boom boom, ba-ba boom boom. Midnight reflects, raise da 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 ooh. Screams from the old plantation non-stop. Fight, fight, bear, fight, fight, bear. Screams from the old plantation non-stop. Fight, fight, bear, fight, fight, bear. Screams from the old plantation non-stop. Fight, fight, bear, fight, fight, bear.
Into the mind of a homo. I'm just a psycho, ready to blow up the mic from intro to outro. Ballin' is trying to understand is doubtful. You're trying to take me out, yeah, if it's a pitiful. I'm from Savati, village is far a mile low. When it comes to battling, I'm just an animal. Fix amnesia. Second migration. We all pay homage to the old plantation. We just pay homage to the old plantation. Yeah.
Pick way, select the running bad feel. While me rugged dance hall echoes. Ba-ba boom boom, ba-ba boom boom. Midnight reflects, raise da 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 ooh. Screams from the old plantation non-stop. Fight, fight, bear, fight, fight, bear. Screams from the old plantation non-stop. Fight, fight, bear, fight, fight, bear. Screams from the old plantation non-stop. Fight, fight, bear, fight, fight, bear.
Nobody does it quite like Kinkapisi, I think it's fair to say.
He was such a pleasure when he came up. I think he came in before Splore, and then he came in and maybe guest licks. Did this very thing, guest licks some music and came in for a chat. And then played the King's Arms closing show.
Which was, I was driving trying to get there while this song was playing on my car radio, and I was like, got there just for the end.
I think currently he's doing the most gangster thing he can do and just straight up giving back to his community. He's just helping out in his local community. If you want to catch King PC, probably just have a look in the local paper and you'll see him out doing rad stuff.
Now, Brad from Cream Genie.
Hi.
Not the Brad, a Brad.
A Brad. One of the Brads.
There's a collection of Brads.
You've also selected, of course, this is, you're in here because you've got an album show. An album being released. You're performing at Wine Cellar.
I've got a question
Friday.
Real quick. My hand's up.
Mm-hmm.
Do you play the album start to finish in an album show? Or do you go, hey,
play the best song?
Thing. I hope you bought the album. It doesn't sound like this.
Yeah, because it's not like anyone knows it, so no one's going to know the difference. But actually, I'm playing the last song first.
Okay.
And
so,
then,
Yeah. And so you wait like 10 years and come back and play it start to finish.
Yeah, we did the Sonic Youth. Just do that.
In like a strange country.
Did you go to that Sonic Youth one?
No.
I did.
Daydream Nation? I did.
Was it good?
It wasn't as good as when they were here on their Sonic Nurse tour, but it was good.
Well,
all I'm saying is...
I take that. I still want to go.
I feel like a Sonic Nurse pretty unhelpful.
Now, you've selected some Voom.
Yeah.
You've selected the Voom for me.
Do you know what's funny?
You're like nicking our songs, bro. I've had like a couple of songs up my sleeve all week and I've played two of them so far.
Pretending to be a window cleaner, just looking through the window. And
both King Kapisi and Voom played the last night at King's Arms Tavern.
Very much so.
Yeah, they did.
The King's Arms is dead. Long live the King's Arms. I'd just like to say thanks for BFM, for being awesome.
Oh, you shouldn't have, Matt. You shouldn't have.
Cheers.
I'll take it.
Just got a huge, I've got this compilation, a 3-CD compilation. I'm seeing if we can find the Sisters Underground on this compilation.
Please. Fuck. Dig deep, John.
Look.
Damn native.
To the hero inside yourself, John. I'm working with the internet. What are you working with? You got hard copy over there?
I've got it on
we're
my
scrolling
phone.
Up and down. We should remind everyone that we're in studio right now with Brad from Cream Gin.
I've got it on my phone.
Cream Gin.
My ringtone.
Got a record coming up. Selecting some songs for us at the moment. Basically stealing our playlist for the next couple of days. But we're okay with that. Because they're all really good songs. And as soon as the song starts playing, you get in this weird zone.
We kind of want
to... Oh,
wanna...
fuck, this is great. Everything's fucking great. Ah, oh, this town's mint.
Now, this record... came out in 94, maybe a little bit earlier.
I'm talking with my high voice because I don't really know what the
I'm unsure. I'm totally unsure.
No, I appreciate that. It's good.
But this is a huge tune. This is a huge tune.
Yeah.
This is one of the finest New Zealand tunes of all time, I think.
It's one of those ones that when I was... Because it was a TV sting or something.
Do you guys hear that boat creak when I lean on the desk? It's kind of like we're out in the ocean at the moment.
Maybe we are.
Hang on 1 second. Let me just... Wait.
Wood on wood.
Nobody knows where this boat may go. And we're back in the room. Sorry about that. I just had to let everyone know about the woodwork going on up here, holding everything together.
Watch out for that shark, mate. All right. Hey, let's play the Sisters Underground. And we'll be back very shortly.
Try not to think about my wood skit.
Cheers.
Cause if I don't pretty soon, I think I'll go lulu. Every day seems like the same old thing. Listen to the brothers talking about the damn Mac-10. I gotta roll, cause I got a feeling. I gotta keep the sound of the underground reeling. And I'm out like bell-bottom trousers. Fruity, funky, chunky, dropping beats by the hour. And you know, the sisters on the boulevard. Don't give me props, they're just too damn hard. Stroll right past them, roll right past them. Even though they talk crap and make me wanna blast them. Cause I'm chill, I have to keep subliminal. Cause I know my enemies are white collar criminals.
Rolling in the neighborhood.
Never really understand what I mean. I'm telling you, child, I got a major dose of funk. I'm sick with the flavor of the thick chocolate stuff, but a pessimistic attitude can get in the way. So when the night comes, all you wanna do is play. So we roll to the club to see if we can get it on, even if we don't know how we're gonna make it home. Cause once on the floor, we can really shake a booty, shaking all our troubles away, doing the duty. Going on, keeping on till the break of dawn. Come every Friday, and I could've sworn I seen the same guy in the same shirt, 1-4. Had some trouble with the guys at the door, cause everywhere we go, it's like a show. You gotta watch your back, because you never know.
Rolling in the neighborhood.
Brad.
Kia ora.
Cream Gene.
God damn that song. God damn Sisters Underground for that song, by
so
the way.
So good.
Man. So it's.
We totally went on an R&B tip just then.
That's what we do. That's yeah. BFM. And look, we thank this segment, What's Cooking, for bringing us these situations. This particular edition via Cream Gene. Cream Gene.
Fuck,
I'm never going to say it properly, and I'm committed to doing
Creamy
that.
Creamy Genie.
Brad himself, the guitarist, in the zone right now. What is the, if I'm to look at the band left to right, what's the lineup at the moment? Like,
so
what
the
are
lineup
you...
is Annabelle from Christchurch on keys, although she's from Auckland now. But, you know,
Annabelle from Auckland!
Annabelle Keane on keys. and we have Eddie on drums, who is Dictaphone Blues.
I knew this was going to be a
super group.
Yeah, I thought we need to
look,
list
I've
this.
Just got a super group on my head.
Your crew.
Ed, you're just making Ed's head bigger now.
Oh, fuck, man. Ed is the best, man.
No, he's awesome. He's hands down one of the nicest guys that you can ever say has a big head.
Has he had his 40th yet?
He had his 40th last weekend.
Man, I didn't go.
Yeah.
What a... Damn it. Should have gone.
He's still alive? Still 40?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, he's, sweet. I'll catch up with him for like a year. Should be sweet.
Pop
down to the lab and say hi.
Sean Martin Bus on bass has just joined us.
Very nice.
In the last month.
That last name one more time.
Sean Martin Bus.
Martin Bus.
That's one that I'm sorry, Sean, if I'm not pronouncing that properly, because we've
never
actually gone over.
I feel like we're all fucking that up. That's why I wanted to repeat it. I just really want to dwell in it, you know?
Yeah, he's our new gun on bass, and he plays in Bad Timing as well.
Ah, yo.
Yeah, he's great. And then I do Vox, and we've also got Sophie Phillips, who does BVs and tambourines. And that's everyone.
Like, there's a few different type of tambourines, or just the one?
There's, I think there
are. You don't
last
look
year
at,
there were
you're
three
too busy
in
playing
play,
guitar.
I think, because like, Eddie has one for one song, and Annabelle does them on some, but.
That, and it all comes together.
We just all have a tambourine in our belt, in a little.
What?
So, on Friday night or Saturday?
I was about to say, what's the stats?
On Friday night, people can arrive and they can pick up
a cassette if they want.
A ticket and
door.
A cassette. Are the cassettes ready to go?
Yeah, the cassette. I've been doing it very DIY.
Dubbing some
in the
cassettes
at the moment, but yeah, it's
went down that rabbit hole, mate. It's quite
and
a nuggety rabbit hole.
If you purchase a cassette, you can get a download code, of course.
Yes.
And hopefully the t-shirts will arrive tomorrow, otherwise we will have no t-shirts, but we did try to get t-shirts.
So potentially quite a lot of all different
out,
types of titties at the show.
This is the most hard
some
out on the
undressed
merch I've
people
ever been.
On the top.
I've got tapes and shirts. I've never done that before.
It's okay.
Yeah.
It's totally okay.
Tapes and shirts.
It's a nice feeling. I feel
Look,
slightly
a
prepared.
A nipple's a nipple in my game.
Yeah.
I don't
know, those shirts have a big circle cut out so you can totally see the nipple.
There you go. There you go.
Whether, like, we're going against the grain where there's usually a band logo, we've just cut out the silhouette.
So you employ that you're like grandma to like stitch some kind of opinion on your shirt. Like, hey, it's up to you. Like, we're not trying to.
It's kind of
good. Also makes the shirts a little bit cheaper, probably.
Saving on material.
Well,
saving the planet.
I'm getting we've got a seamstress in the room doing a shake of the head. That's not really how it works. Okay. Cool. Apologies.
All right, Brad. Thank you very much for coming in this
Thanks
evening.
For
we're
really
gonna,
fucked up
we're gonna go
in
out.
A few
we're
ways,
gonna go out on some Cream Gene. This is Astrology Ace.
Thanks.
Show is this Friday night at Wine Cellar.
Yep.
Get some tickets, head along, get a sweet t-shirt and some sweet tapes.
Maybe get a sweet cutout shirt.
Get your tits out. There, I said it.
Please.
That was What's Cooking on 95 BFM.